If you've been following the lectionary, you will have noticed that we're beginning at the beginning of all of the scriptures in Genesis, at the beginning of the greatest of the prophets, the book of Isaiah, and at the beginning of wisdom, the book of Proverbs. We're returning to that beginning here at the beginning of Lent. And we can see this even yesterday. We had the expulsion of Adam and Eve from paradise. That was the theme. And I don't think it's a coincidence that one of the traditions in the very early church, one of the reasons why the date of Pascha was such a dispute, an important and sometimes disputed and high stakes discussion amongst them, was there was an understanding that when Christ returns, he will return on Pascha. Whether that is the case literally or not, it is the shape of Great Lent and Pascha. Here at the beginning of Great Lent, we return to the beginning of all our pain, our sorrows, our suffering, and we embrace that voluntarily. We take that on as our Lenten discipline. And we are going through this time of bright sadness as if it were time itself. And so I think it's not coincidental that one of the things we do right here at the beginning of Great Lent and on the fifth week of Great Lent, as we go through the entirety of the scriptures, all of the historical record of our interaction as a human race with our Creator in the great canon of St. Andrew of Crete. But we do so in this very specific way. We do so in a way that is really trying to get us to take seriously the need to repent. Because if we're really honest with ourselves, we're not very good at taking it seriously. I mean, we're kind of like students. We know the exam date is coming up and we're putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. What will it take to get us to take this seriously? And the brilliance of the great canon is that it takes our natural, comfortable sense of self and turns it on its head. I mean, just think about what we were just praying in the Lenten prayer of St. Ephraim the Syrian. O Lord and Master of my life. Stop there for a second. Is he really the Lord and the Master of my life? In many respects, this is aspirational. This is not the reality yet. But it is the reality that we pray for, that we hope for, that we strive for. And how do we get there? Well, obviously, we need to repent. And so we need, on the one hand, the great examples of holiness, of faith, of goodness that are there in the scriptures and that are presented to us in the great canon of St. Andrew of Crete. But we need to look at them in a very specific way. Because our natural tendency is, yes, the hero of the story, I identify with the hero of the story. But the great canon reminds us, no, you don't. You're not at all like that. And then we have the other stories about the failures and the sins. And what's our natural tendency? Our natural tendency, even as we're told, do not judge, our natural tendency, oh yes, well, there's, you know, Joseph's brothers betrayed him. That was terrible. And then immediately the great canon says, and you've done something even worse. We're returning to the beginning where we find ourselves before our Creator, naked and ashamed, having transgress the one commandment that he gave us out of love. And we've turned our back on him. And he's calling out to us, where are you? And we're hiding from him. But the great canon doesn't leave it there. Right in the middle of tonight's hymn, we had the story of Moses, where Moses' hand is turned white with leprosy. And God tells him, okay, put your hand inside your cloak, and he brings it out and says, ah, it's all leprous and white. And then God says, well, put your hand inside your cloak again, and when he draws it out, it's healed. And St. Andrew tells us, do not despair, because the God who can heal the leprous hand of Moses is the God who is at work in us. And so, as we begin our journey through Great Lent, as we begin, really, our journey through life itself, what we have waiting for us at the end is the paschal joy of reunion with God, with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory and the joy of Pascha.